Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Thanksgiving meal traditions typically include roast turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, cranberries, and for true Baltimoreans, we can't forget the sauerkraut and mac and cheese. Many also celebrate Thanksgiving as a day to give back to the community. During a pandemic, that can be a challenge for both the volunteers and the nonprofits they supply with people power. One Thanksgiving tradition, though slightly modified, lives on this year at the B. Gaddy Family Centers. There, people in need in Greater Baltimore and Maryland can get food and other necessities. Here to tell us about it is Cynthia Brooks, executive director and daughter of the late founder, Dr. B. Gaddy, advocate for the hungry and homeless. Welcome to On the Record, Cynthia.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Cynthia, tell us about how your mother began providing food to her community.
She started from a need to feed her family. And it started with her going to the Catholic church and asking for food. And she took a shopping cart. And she asked if, she said if her family was hungry, certainly neighbors were hungry. And so she walked, you know, door to door offering people food. And then it soon became standard that if you needed food, you'd go to Miss V's. And in 1981, when she was, it's Thanksgiving, and she said she prayed to God that if he would allow her to have Thanksgiving, she would share with as many people as she could. So for five nights straight, she hit the Maryland State Lottery for some total of $290. And she prepared Thanksgiving and stood in her doorway, invited people to come in to eat with her. And she served 49 people Thanksgiving dinner in her home.
What roots to this? Now the B. Gaddy Thanksgiving dinner is, it's highly anticipated by diners and by the volunteers. Describe what it is typically like during normal times.
It takes hundreds of turkeys, a thousand turkeys. It takes hundreds of canned of string beans, corn, boxes of stuffing, mashed potatoes, pans to prepare that, and gloves. It's a logistical operation that comes together for one day.
And now, this year, tell us how you've had to adjust this year because of the pandemic.
To pull Thanksgiving off, we usually have 1,000 volunteers. Well, this year, with COVID, not only can we not have the Thanksgiving dinner that we normally have in Patterson Park and send food out to the senior buildings, we can't have 1,000 volunteers. We can't let people come in and have a warm meal with entertainment and take away bags of food. We can't do any of the things that we've done for the past 38 years. This year, we're changing up the game and we're staying in line with Mayor Jack Young's executive order not to have more than 25 people at any location. So that means we're going to go down from 1,000 volunteers to 25 to make this happen. And it is going to, we've broken it into two parts. Number one, the senior buildings, where we would normally send meals, thousands of meals, starting at 6 o'clock, where the most worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge would come out and deliver those meals to seniors before they would go home and have dinner with their families. This year, on the 21st, we're going to provide the buildings with the cooked turkey from the Maryland Department of Public Safety, and then the uncooked food, the canned goods, the string beans, corn, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, the pans. That is the safest way to make that happen for the thousands of people that would normally depend on us to be able to provide them with Thanksgiving.
So how many people do you expect to serve?
Well, the number's growing. It's going to be several thousand, but the public, where we arrange for the public that normally comes to have a sit-down Thanksgiving dinner, they have two options for a to-go meal. And one of those is at the Boston Pizza Restaurant at 819 East Pratt Street. And the other one is here at 425 North Chester Street, you'll be able to walk up and take a meal to go.
What kind of help do you need to get these thousands, I guess, of Thanksgiving meals to people who need them?
We still need a lot of the items, the corn, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, anything that you want to donate and contribute. We need drivers because we're getting, as we're getting closer to Thanksgiving, our seniors are the most impacted of COVID. They are the ones that have been the most isolated. Because of their health issues, they're not able to get out and about. We've all been told not to congregate. So we're trying to make sure that if you live alone, if you're a senior, that we drop off a meal at your front door for you to have.
So where can people sign up?
They can give us a call at 410-563-2749.
And we'll put that on our website. And I can imagine you're overrun with calls. Is there a place that people who want to help can go online to find out how to help?
Yes. On our website, begaddy.org, we're posting the opportunities to volunteer there. Mainly it's drivers, but as we get closer, there'll be other opportunities. But right now, we need drivers. We don't want to tell the seniors that are calling that we simply have no way of getting the food to them. So we're asking for as many people as possible to please consider driving. You're dropping off a meal, you'll be able to smile at someone that hasn't seen a smile lately. And I think it'll make you feel good, and it'll certainly make that senior feel good.
BeGaddy.org. We will link to that also from our webpage. Cynthia, thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the community.
And thank you for having me.
Cynthia Brooks is Executive Director of the BeGaddy Family Centers. We've been talking about how they'll provide thousands of Thanksgiving meals during the pandemic. They still need donations and drivers for tomorrow, Saturday, November 21st, and also on Thanksgiving Day to deliver meals to seniors. The phone number to call is 410-563-2749. The website is begaddy.org, BEAGADDY.org. We've got that at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Now we'll check in with Ashley Pressman, Executive Director of the Jewish Volunteer Connection, an agency of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore. JVC connects volunteers with nonprofits that serve populations in need throughout Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Welcome to On the Record, Ashley.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Tell us what some of the organizations have been doing this year to keep up with the surge in need. At the same time, they're making sure volunteers stay safe and active.
Sure. So I think you just highlighted the two really big issues. One is that starting in March, when things started to shut down, a lot of nonprofit organizations that really relied on volunteers to provide food service and also food to their client populations had to restrict the number of people that could be in their facility, had to cut off volunteers altogether, just because we really didn't know how to keep people safe in the beginning. And so at the same time that we were seeing organizations having to really close down a lot of their volunteer opportunities and have to stop taking food from outside, we also were seeing the need rise tremendously as people were hit economically, as people who are already experiencing food insecurity really, began to go into crisis. And so, unfortunately, we had those two things happening simultaneously. And what we've seen in the last few months is that as we know more about how to keep people safe, as we know more about what is most infectious and not infectious, and we've seen organizations that are able to accept food from outside that is prepared, under certain conditions, that are able to accept volunteers back on a very limited basis. And so Jewish Volunteer Connection has been tracking that all along and finding new and creative ways to make sure that people experiencing food insecurity are getting the food that they need.
So can you give me some examples?
Sure, sure. So one example is the Charm City Care Connection, which is an organization in East Baltimore that provides services to people experiencing homelessness, the majority of whom are also experiencing addiction and potentially mental illness as well. And what they do, what they used to do, is that they had a place, a drop-in center, that people could come and you know, get food if they needed to get a snack or a meal. There was a microwave. There were just you know, coffee and things like that. They haven't been able to open that space safely. And so what we were able to do is that we have a program called Bunches of Lunches, which is that every week volunteers are providing hundreds of bagged meals and to organizations like Charm City Care Connection, Mana House, other nonprofits around town, even senior housing facilities like Basilica Place, which is part of Catholic Charities. And so volunteers are able to, are donating those bagged meals. And then an organization like Charm City Care Connection is able actually to just go out, you know, and walk around on the streets and walk and find the folks that they serve and find the folks that are in need and are able to get food into their hands. And that's, you know, it's one of the ways, I think, for Charm City Care Connection is one example. It's a way that they also can build rapport and trust with somebody to help them get the services that they need. And the other organization I would highlight is Mana House, and which is an organization that provides a variety of services to people. And at the same time, they have seen their need just grow tremendously. So to be able to put food, whether it's hot meals or cold meals, into people's hands, just, you know, it gives people the ability to kind of take a deep breath and know that their needs are met for that one moment.
The message from public health officials has been very clear: to forego large gatherings at Thanksgiving. For listeners who will miss cooking up lots of holiday favorites, JVC has a way they can still do that and help others with something called the Casserole Challenge. Tell us.
Absolutely. So this is actually a program that we've done every year for the last several years. And this year, I feel like the need is absolutely greater than ever. And also the opportunity to kind of feel like this is something I can do when I feel like there's so many things I can't do. The Casserole Challenge is that we invite people to make casseroles, things that freeze well, that are family favorites, that are, you know, make a casserole for your family and make an extra one and freeze it. What we will do is we'll collect them on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So that's Tuesday, December 1st at a variety of locations around town. They will all go into a refrigerated truck provided by Zeffert and Gold Caterers and will be distributed to nonprofit organizations throughout the area. And what it means is that people will go home that day. The nonprofits will distribute them to families that have housing but are, you know, food insecure. And for families that night, they will get a really nice home-cooked meal that is somebody's family favorite. And we actually encourage people on the label that we provide for the casserole, we encourage them to say what's special about this meal. How is this part of your family's Thanksgiving celebration or your family's, you know, this is your family's favorite meal because this was grandma's recipe or whatever. So it's really a way of connecting people even when people aren't able to connect with each other in person.
Where do people sign up?
Sure, they will go to our website at www.jvcbaltimore.org/casserole challenge. And we do really encourage people to register because it's helpful to us to be able to know how many organizations we'll be able to serve and for them to know how many casseroles that they can expect to receive. So there's a registration form on there. There's also information on the website about what the distribution points are on Tuesday, December 1st, where we are collecting and what time, as well as information about what we ask of volunteers in terms of preparing the food safely. We do want volunteers to be masked when they are preparing their meal, just again as an extra safety measure to keep everybody safe at this time.
We'll put that on our website. There is a first grade student at Krieger Schechter Day School in Pikesville who's dedicated to providing Thanksgiving meals. Tell us about Jaden Friedman.
Sure. So Jaden Friedman, as you said, is a first grader at Krieger Schechter Day School. He and his family started participating in the Bunches of Lunches bagged meal program. And Jaden just, you know, they made one meal and then the next time they did it, they made two. And then he said, you know what, 18 is an important number in Judaism and let's make 18 meals. And then it was 100 and then it was 1,000. And he said to his dad, you know, he really wanted to make a difference in the world. And he understands that people are hungry right now and he wants people to have a special Thanksgiving. So he said, Dad, we should do 2,000 turkey sandwich meals for Thanksgiving. and the family got to work on it, and they're going to have a physically safe outdoor assembly opportunity where a few other families will come together 6 feet apart outside with their masks on, and make 2,000 bagged meals, each of which will have a turkey sandwich in it. And those are going to go to Mana House on the day before Thanksgiving so that families can take those home and, you know, have a turkey sandwich, have a turkey meal on Thanksgiving. And it's just been incredible how generous the community has been in donating items for, particularly H&S Bakery has been really generous in donating items for these bagged meals. But this child, Jaden, he just has a vision for his own responsibility in the world and how he can make a difference when he sees need, and he just feels an obligation to make a difference and to make it better for people.
On the Record, producer Melissa Gear spoke with Jaden to ask what the holiday means to him, and this was the Thanksgiving wish he told her.
On Thanksgiving, people get together and friendship happens. So hope you have a good Thanksgiving and a good lunch, and nothing bad happens to you.
We have a link to how you can help out Jaden's effort and others we've talked about at the On the Record page, WYPR.org. Ashley, thanks for providing all this information.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Ashley Pressman is executive director of the Jewish Volunteer Connection, an agency of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore. We've been talking about several ways you can help those in need enjoy a Thanksgiving meal this year, even during a pandemic. Earlier, we spoke with Cynthia Brooks about the B. Gaddy Family Centers. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. These efforts by volunteers are especially valued in light of the announcement by Baltimore City Public Schools that it will close food distribution centers at schools, as well as in-person instruction, for the week after Thanksgiving. The school statement said people who travel for family and social gatherings may pick up the virus and spread it. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is advising against any Thanksgiving travel. Now a short break on the Record, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!